Welcome to the Calm Cafe, and I am your host, Dwayne Richards. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about reverse marketing. And I thought, who better to explain the concept of reverse marketing but Scott Patton, my co-author from my recent course, Save Money on Your Taxes. And Scott has co-authored or co-created over 60 courses on Udemy and just broke the 40,000 student milestone. So sit back and hear my interview with Scott Patton on reverse marketing. Welcome to Calm Cafe, and we got something special for you today. I am actually interviewing Mr. Scott Patton. I'm not sure where you are today, Scott. You're all over the world. Every week you're in a different location, living the lifestyle of the laptop, the true laptop entrepreneur. I'm thinking you're in Mexico or somewhere today, but really quickly, where are you today?
Hey, Dwayne. Nice to be here. I'm in Medellin, Colombia. It's the city of eternal spring, and I happen to be staying in a two-story penthouse apartment in Laureles, which is an upscale neighborhood of Medellin, enjoying the beautiful weather, beautiful sunshine, the beautiful neighborhood, and happy to be with you today.
Well, through our mutual friend, Gordon So. And you guys were talking about something really crazy, and I didn't understand it at the time. And it was something you guys were calling reverse marketing, about how to do marketing and generate leads and actually get paid to do it, as opposed to paying Google and Facebook for click ads and maybe not converting. And you guys had this idea about, you know, reverse marketing. So what I was hoping you could do today is just
share with us some of the challenges of traditional marketing. And then give us a little bit more details as to what is reverse marketing.
What I found was that was really a difficult, well, first of all, it's difficult to do well because you have to be a very good copywriter. You have to be a very good salesperson because it's cold sales. Cold sales are the hardest sales ever. My whole business has been always about warm referrals. And typically what happens is somebody gets together with coffee, like you'll get together and have coffee with somebody and they'll say, "Oh, Dwayne, I have this problem." And then they'll tell you about the problem. And then you'll go, "Oh, call my buddy Scott. He'll solve the problem." And then what happens is they call me and they say, "Dwayne Richards told me to call you, Scott, because I have this problem. And he said you could fix it." And then I'll listen to them and then I'll fix the problem. And typically if somebody calls me and they just say, "You know what, Scott, I saw your website and I have this problem and I think you can solve it," I'll give them like three tasks to do because they're not a warm referral and I don't want them as a customer typically, because usually it's not a good experience for either of us because there's no relationship built. So cold prospecting works both ways. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. We have to figure it out. But when Dwayne says, "You know what, this guy's a really good guy, Scott. He needs help. Can you help?" Really, it's through people experiencing you and who you. What I realize is if I put up a course that's 60 minutes, 90 minutes on one area of expertise that I have, and then somebody watches it, that's, they now have an hour to an hour and a half of Scott. And they know either I'm a total dunce and an idiot, or they know I'm a total genius. They know that they like the way that I communicate, or they don't. So what happens is I've started to begin the relationship building already. They know who I am. They know about my area of expertise. And if they've listened to me for an hour to an hour and a half, they can either put up with me or not put up with me. Because there's some people that, you know, in the world, like they listen to you and they go, "Oh, I don't like the sound of your voice. I don't like the pace of your tone, or I don't like, you know, the way you approach problems." And so those aren't my customers, right? And I'm very, very clear on who my customer is. And I think if you're very, very clear on who your customer is, and you put together an hour to an hour and a half course, and then you put it in front of 12 million people, I think you're going to find that you have enough business to keep you busy. Now, what happens with Udemy, and you put the courses up in front of Udemy, is they'll actually pay you. They will do the marketing. They said, "Look, Scott, we've got 12 million students. Some of them like to know about podcasting. Some of them like to know about this. Some of them like to know about accounting. And so we're going to put that information in front of them. And we're very good at marketing. So we're going to do the advertising. We're going to put the Facebook ads up, the AdWords ads up. We're going to be doing JVs, and we're going to be no cost to you for any of this, but there is a real opportunity for you to get people into your course. And if they come into your course and they pay for the course, we're going to pay you money. So instead of going to Facebook and saying, Facebook, here's $300, send me 5,000 people, and hopefully two or three people will send you 500 people, and some of them are going to take the course, and then what happens? Well, they know who you are. So at the end of the course, you say, you know what? Here are your next steps. And so Udemy pays me huge credibility and huge access to potential, to really targeted potential clients. And that's why reverse marketing is so powerful, because it's not cold calling at all. It's here's a bunch of people. And it's not me saying, oh, I've taught 10,000 students how to podcast. It's Udemy doing this. So you get this third party endorsement. And Udemy does a very, very good job of collecting reviews and five-star feedbacks and that sort of thing. So all of a sudden, I can say, I have over 1,000 reviews of my courses. I have over 40,000 students in all of my courses. I have 64 courses. So I've been doing this for 2 years. I've been taking massive action, as people talk about. And the result is that it's not me telling people all these things. It's Udemy telling all, and or my other instructors or the other students saying all these good things. And the result of that, of course, is it just snowballs. And whatever your business is, you're able to get really good leads for them.
And that's fantastic. So I know one of the things you were just, I'll summarize a couple of things that really triggered me. You talked about relationships and, being able to build that relationship. And one of the reasons that we got introduced was my relationship with a gentleman here in Toronto, Gordon So, and you knew Gordon.
Yes.
And then Gordon introduced the two of us. And then you're right, instead of me just stumbling upon you on Udemy, we were able to speed up that relationship. But if I didn't know Gordon and I just saw your course on Udemy, then, your podcasting made easy course, if I would have seen it and taken that, I probably would have started podcasting even sooner than I did, starting a couple of weeks ago, thinking about, oh, it must be so hard, but to engage with how easy podcasting is and the power of podcasting. And what we're saying is, put Udemy with the reverse marketing and podcasting and, write a book. When you put those three together, people are truly unstoppable, because we want to leverage the 12 million on Udemy, but I still want to leverage all those people on podcasting. And what, the great thing you said is that I can now take a new podcast and I can broadcast that to my Udemy students back and forth between the two platforms. So the one point was about,
yes,
for me is relationships and getting introduced to you through Gordon. 100% agree about that. And just already, like you said, it's a great way to create content. And we took a quick look the other day, with Gary Vee and Seth Godin, with both them having courses on Udemy. I posted a thing to say, well, what do these four gentlemen have in common? Gary Vee, Seth Godin, and my friend Scott Patton, what do these three guys and me as well, what do we all have in common? It's like, well, we all are have courses on Udemy. So, as they say, success leaves clues. If the big boys are there and you're there with your 40,000 students now, wouldn't it be a benefit for the average person who wants to have an online course? Wouldn't it make sense for us to have a course up there as well? All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Scott. I said I want to keep it, pretty tight. Sometimes we could talk all day when you're in Toronto in January. Or when you scoot through here in Toronto a couple of times a year, we have more time to talk. And but again, that was fantastic for sharing a little bit of the story of what is reverse marketing and what is the advantages of it to the to any entrepreneur or someone who wants to share content with their audience and get paid. Hey, that's all about, it's about having that lifestyle. All these different people I meet want to have this, the time and money freedom to be able to, travel to Colombia or Mexico or Europe. I know you got a big plans for next year about selling and putting all your stuff in storage and traveling. And the fact is that your business doesn't stop. You can still add more Udemy courses. You can still do podcasting. You can still do all the things that you do. And all you need is either that, the smartphone or the laptop to bring with you. And it's, So congratulations to you, Mr. Scott Patton, actually living the entrepreneurial lifestyle and the true laptop lifestyle.
Thank you, Dwayne. Really appreciate you a lot.
That's our episode for today. If you'd like more information about reverse marketing, stop by our website at com4results.com. That's C-O-M-M, the number 4, results.com. Or send me an email at info@DwayneRichards.com. That's DwayneRichards.com. Make it a great day.